Hello, friends and colleagues. I'm delighted to announce that Voice 2018 call for proposal is finally here. I know it took much longer than anticipated, but please be assured that all we wanted was to make it more inclusive and exciting for you. Last year was a learning process for us as a grant-making program, and this year we'd like to consolidate on everything we've learned. Thus, this audio component of our call is all part of the innovation for this year. We hope that you find it as exciting as we did while working on it. But more importantly, we hope that it will make the application process more interesting and less stressful for you. So please join me as we explore the world of our beautiful voice together. I'd like to start with the objectives for this year's call. This aligns with the three thematic areas of voice clearly stated on our website, so we don't need to go into it. Applicants are, however, advised to bear these three areas in mind when they develop their proposal, because everything we do as voice, every intervention you propose under voice, must be geared towards achieving one or more of these impact areas. Our target beneficiaries. Please refer again to our website for the five groups that Voice as a Global Program targets. Last year, Voice Nigeria specifically targeted only two of them: persons living with disability and women facing exploitation, abuse, and violence, while observing the overall principle of intersectionality within Voice. Our position this year is almost the same, save for the following additions. One is that we are making youth a priority for this year's call. Thus, we expect applications on how to engage the Nigerian youth, how to address issues bothering them, how to explore their potential. This automatically makes age-discriminated group a key focus for this year's call. Secondly, priority will be given to target-led applications. Last year, we allowed NGOs representing our target beneficiaries to receive grants on their behalf. But this year, we're emphatically stating that such situation will only be considered as a last resort, and this will be with a clear demonstration by the applicant on how they intend to engage with the target group and allow them lead the process. Our focus states, this will be Enugu and Abuja. Note, however, that in line with our mandate to leave no one behind, we have extended our sudden opportunity grant to every part of Nigeria. This means that wherever such opportunity occurs, Voice will be there to support. Thank you so much for listening. But please do not go anywhere. Click on the next video for more information on our grant types. You don't want to miss that.